Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
The Bills' spring workouts are over and done, but they got a pretty big send-off at the start of the final minicamp practice. Chris Brown along with John Murphy, and Murph, a pretty inspiring sight for just about everybody that was out here on the practice field when they saw Hall of Fame quarterback Jim Kelly step out and address the team.
Yeah, I agree. It was emotional, really, when Kelly, the Bills' Hall of Fame quarterback, stepped out onto the field today. He continues his treatments as he recovers from sinus cancer. He was a little bit stronger, and he was able to make his way out onto the practice field, and head coach Doug Marone let him address the team just after the opening stretch.
One thing that I notice about Buffalo, New York, how everybody comes together. When somebody's struggling, there's always somebody there to pull them together, whether it's when I was on the football field, whether it's after a tough year, or whether it was when I was in a hospital. They always seem to rally. Thurman Thomas, he's like one of my brothers now, and he always has been, but he comes down to the hospital and was there, you know, every week to make sure everything was all right. When I was home, he was there. But this is what you need to put your arms around each other and make this your team, make it very special. And realize it's because when it's all over, the things you have are your memories, the people that you build that relationship with, not just on a football field, but away from the field.
Personally, for myself, you know, I miss having, you know, Jim around. You know, he was great for myself and great for, you know, Coach Hackett and coming around and talking to us and, you know, having great insight and being a true Bill, I mean, in every sense of the word. So, you know, we're with him. You know, we're fighting through this. You know, just like he's been there with us, you know, trying to fight through what we're going through. So, you know, we support him, and it was great for him to get out there and you know, be amongst the team.
Kelly also broke the team down to start the practice in a huddle, and it put a charge into the players as they got to work.
Just to see him out here, God, I don't care what you got on your mind or what's on your plate. It's not near something that he's gone through. And to see him out here to talk to us and bring our spirits up, I don't think, you know, we've had as good of a start to practice as we did after Jim spoke to us. So he had great words, and I think it fired everybody up because there was a lot of energy after that.
On the practice field, Chris Harrison has been getting more and more playing time with the first unit at the starting right guard spot. And it looks like incumbent starter Craig Urbick may be in for a challenge for his spot as they get to training camp. It appears the coaching staff is intrigued by the size that Chris Harrison brings to the offensive line.
He's a big body, and it's a position. You know, we have Craig Urbick there. We have Chris there. You know, we have some of those younger guys, you know, that are playing that position. And like we said, it's hard to judge at this time of year in shorts, you know, how it's going to shake out, especially up front. So, you know, we're putting everyone in there and giving an opportunity to learn that stuff so they can go ahead and compete.
On the defensive side of the ball, starting cornerbacks Stephon Gilmore and Leotis McKelvin got their most extensive work thus far in the team setting, in 11-on-11 at practice, and made sure to introduce themselves to Sammy Watkins during 11-on-11 work. For Watkins, it was a taste of what he can expect come training camp.
They're very competitive. They're great cornerbacks. They're the top cornerbacks here, and got some good work today. It's going to be easy when the pass gets. I get to touch them and grab them some, and just as well as they grab me, I can grab them too.
So the players are off for the next 4 weeks, but as they go, the coaching staff is stressing to the Bills players that they've got to try to retain what they've learned over the last few weeks of development in the phases of the game, the game plan. Veteran Keith Rivers says the players have to try to keep in their playbooks and keep mindful of what they learned during the OTAs and minicamp.
That's what this period is for, you know, taking great notes, and, you know, whether it's an hour or 3 hours and 30 minutes a day, you know, it's your job. So you know, take some time out each day to just go over the stuff and keep it fresh in your mind. You know, some of the stuff that you've done with your individual coach, you go out there and you keep those movements, keep those movements going, and just kind of, you know, after this is over, you talk to your coach about kind of what he sees or what you see yourself is areas of improvement, and I think that's how you keep it together.
Well, Murph, some of the things that leave me most encouraged having watched these spring practices is the newfound depth that they seem to have at some pretty critical positions: linebacker, offensive tackle, cornerback, even safety. These are some positions that in past years, if they had one injury, you were worried about the drop-off, and now I think that worry is considerably lessened.
I agree with him. The one spot that maybe they could use a little more depth would be a defensive end, but right, they're pretty well set. But as we all know, and as all the fans know, the key is going to be quarterback play. And I think you could argue that E.J. Manuel had maybe his best 2 days of the spring practices these last 2 days of the mini camp, and that bodes well heading into training camp. Manuel appears to be poised to just pick up where he left off as the Bills get to training camp at St. John Fisher in about a month.
That's right. As Murph said, it's only 4 weeks, and then we'll be out there at training camp at St. John Fisher. Report day for the players is July 18th. But we'll be busy here each and every day getting you set for what will be the final preparations at training camp for the 2014 season. So make sure you stay tuned to us here at BuffaloBills.com. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.